From our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our coming King, grace and peace to all of you. Amen. As was mentioned, we will be focusing our attention on the reading from 2 Peter. I share with you just these verses. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, waiting for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. With all the hustle and bustle of the days, all the plans that are made, it's fascinating sometimes to note that we make more plans for things and occasions of this life than we make for plans of life to come. The Lord would tell us to do a little better than that. But he also tells us that we have to wait it out, don't we? We all want it to come. We all want Christmas to come. The children want Christmas to come. All these things that we want and look forward to. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, the Lord has told us he's coming too. And do we have that same attitude? Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Or do we maybe want to say, Lord, just hold off for a little bit. I've got plans, you know, Lord. Don't come yet. Wait just a little bit. Well, when we read the words of Peter, we read that there's time to remember what's coming ahead. Not to forget it, not to let those things be pushed out. Sometimes, you know, we forget things when we get our mind preoccupied with everything else. We forget the important things. How many people have gone to the grocery store with their list and the important things they were to buy and come back with all sorts of other things, but without the important things? Because the other ones distracted them. Let us not be distracted this day as we focus our attention on the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Let's consider very, very deeply the question that we are asked when he says, what kind of people ought you to be? What kind of people are we to be when it comes to Jesus Christ? Well, we should be those that are waiting patiently for him. But we're also waiting eagerly for him to come. It may sound like a big contrast, but let's see what that all fits in for our lives. Peter wrote, "Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." We are waiting for the Lord to come, but he promised that a long time ago, and he says, I'm coming soon, but how soon is that? Well, we have to understand time in God's eyes, in his eternal eyes, and he gives us a really interesting comparison, doesn't he? A day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. There's no passage of time in the presence of God. There isn't, oh, we've got to get going here, but we know with all the high-paced life that we live that sometimes the time passes by and we wonder, when is he coming? We see the tragedies that happen around us, the torment that comes from storms and earthquakes and floods and fires and illness and disease and wars. We see all that around us and we say, when is the Lord coming? And he says, just be patient. I'm coming soon. Be patient and believe in my promise that I am coming to take you to be with me. What kind of people are we ought to be? Patient ones. Ones waiting for the Lord. Waiting calmly. Without being excited. Without being upset. I mean, that is our nature, isn't it? You have to get through the grocery store. I'll use the grocery store illustration again. You go to the grocery store and you want to get into the express lane, right? 10 items or less, because I don't want to wait in line. Or maybe I'll just do it myself. I don't want to wait in line. And of course, you're doing it yourself. And then the computer fritzes or it says, you got to seek aid or help. Well, that's not getting me through any faster. We're always in a hurry, aren't we? We have the passing lanes. And some people just say, that's where I'm going to drive because I'm going to go much faster than the speed limit. I'm always in a hurry. And then later on down the road, as things slow down, guess what? There they are, right next to you. We rush and we hurry. We want to reach the top of the corporate ladder before anybody else. We rush and we hurry. And the Lord says, wait a minute. Be patient. Remember. Don't forget. And don't have all these other things take the place of focusing on what's really important. What kind of people are you to be? People who know what the important things in life really are. The important things of knowing the Savior and why he came. Notice, he doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. His goal is for you and me and the world to come to repentance. And that's going to take patience, isn't it? It will take time. I don't know if the gospel has been preached to every corner of the world, because I don't know where it was throughout history. But we have a lot of work to do, don't we? In sharing the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ so that no one is caught unprepared, that we share with the world the importance of knowing Jesus Christ, because he would have all to be saved. I like that particular focus there. He doesn't want anyone to perish. That eliminates race, that eliminates gender, it eliminates all the different nationalities, because he wants everyone to be saved. No one is better. No one is greater. Jesus didn't spend more of his blood and spill more of his blood for one than for the other. He would have all to be saved. Are you one who can look at that and say, then that's what I need to do? Are we patiently waiting for the Lord to come? And in that waiting time, fill our time with helping others, with helping others see what is important. Time management people say you should always have a book or something to read with you, so that if you're wait in line or you're delayed for something, you can accomplish something while you're waiting. While we're waiting for the Lord's return, isn't it important for us to do something with that time, to redeem that time in such a way that we share the gospel message? We read the scriptures so that we're prepared to answer whatever questions might be there, so that we can come to them and say, here's what God says. When we listen to the prophet Isaiah, he said, this is what the Lord says. When we listen to the scriptures, it is what the Lord says for you and me, to patiently wait for his coming. And while we wait, to serve the Lord until he comes, to serve him in such a way that people look at us and they see his love. They see his forgiveness. They see his patience. They see in us a gracious God. My dear Christian friends, we need to be waiting patiently for the Lord. Peter went on, because the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. He says, okay, wait patiently. Because you don't know the time it's coming, but when it comes, you're not going to get an advance warning. There will be no early warning signals in the town that'll blare like they go off when tornadoes come in. No, there's not going to be any early warning system for any of this. He's going to come like a thief in the night when you least expect him. And listen to what happens. He says, the earth will be destroyed by fire and everything done in it will be laid bare. Wow. That total destruction is coming. The earth, the heavens, and the earth will disappear with a roar. Let's think about it for a moment. If it's going to be gone, if it's all going to be destroyed, why do we put our hope in the globe, in the world, in the things that we have, the things that we can possess, when we know they'll be taken away? Why not put our hope and patiently wait for the coming of our Savior, who has promised to us, because of his work on the cross, his resurrection, has promised us glory everlasting, glory in his presence. Let's not forget who we are and who God made us to be, that we eagerly wait for his coming, but eagerly anticipate that as well. Patiently wait, eagerly anticipate. Peter went on to write, since everything will be destroyed this way, what kind of people ought you to be? That's the question. You ought to live holy lives, godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. He says, we need to speed its coming. We need to look forward to that day. I know not everyone looks forward to Judgment Day. Had someone just recently talk to me, having gone, the test results weren't the ones they wanted to hear. And he just very calmly, very patiently said, well, it's a win-win. If the treatments work, that's good. If the treatments don't work, it's glory. He understood and had his criteria correct. He had his main focus correct. Focus on the Savior. Focus on the Savior who was to come in all his glory. I know in this season of Advent, we prepare our hearts a lot of times because of its proximity to Christmas. We prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ child. But really, Advent is a time to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ who comes in all his glory with all his holy angels. At the destruction of the earth, he says, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire. The elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Where righteousness dwells. Imagine that. A place where there's no sin or sorrow. There's no hurt or harm. There's no anger or envy. There's no sin at all. A perfect righteousness avails us there. Now you think for a moment. I can't even imagine that. And we can't because we've never seen it. We've never lived in the perfect world, in a perfect place. All we see is the heartache and the pain that comes in the sin-filled world. And yet God has promised to come again so that we will be with him. We wait patiently for that time. Patiently understanding our sins are forgiven and our life is going to be with Jesus. But looking forward to that time where he comes in all his glory, where righteousness dwells. And then he says what? Now he gives us a little bit of a to-do list until that time. Patiently waiting for him, eagerly anticipating his coming. He says, here's a list to do. You know, we do know that in preparation for Christmas, there's a lot of kids who are behaving themselves more than usual because they are thinking of someone who keeps a list and checks it twice and sees if one is naughty or nice. But what does the Lord expect of us while we wait for his coming? He says, so then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, oh, and yes, we are, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Easy to say, not so easy to accomplish. But the Lord tells us, while you're waiting, do these things that we would say are according to his will. When we pray the Lord's Prayer later in the service, we'll pray, your will be done. And the will of the Lord is that we do those things in love for one another, in love in sharing the gospel, preparing everyone's heart for the surprise coming of Jesus Christ, but a surprise coming that need not be terrifying for them, but filled with the greatest of joy because they've been anticipating this time all along. Sin is a terrible thing, and we're all guilty of it. Christ is a wonderful Savior. He's the one who says, I paid the price for your sin. I'm the one who made the difference in your life. You are forgiven and you are loved by me. So now live your life in such a way that people can see my love in you. What kind of people ought you to be? When you think about that question, it's one like, well, yeah, I know what I'm supposed to be. Then I'd say, then do it. Then don't make excuses for not doing it. Don't let there be any reason we do not serve our Lord with our whole heart and soul and mind. Put Satan aside. Put his temptations behind. Look forward, eagerly waiting for Christ to come, but looking forward to his coming, because we know we wait for that time in perfect righteousness where he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. The coming of Jesus Christ, though it's listed as like a thief in the night, that just means we're not going to know when, is not to be feared, but to rejoice in. To rejoice in the love that God has given to us. What kind of people ought you to be? Patient. Even in a world that doesn't like to be patient, that wants it all now. You look at athletic teams that we have, they don't want a rebuilding year. They want success now. People will ask you, well, they don't remember what you did for them before. What have you done for me lately? We're all eager, and we're all impatient with so many things. The Lord says, you patiently wait. My time will come, and that's a time I'm coming for you. Patiently wait, but eagerly look forward to that time, because when that time arrives, everything of this world will be made new, washed and cleansed and replaced with a new heaven and a new earth. In the presence of Jesus Christ. What kind of people ought you to be? Faithful people, believing people, children of God, because that's what he made you. Amen. And now may the peace of God that goes beyond all understanding keep your hearts and minds in that true faith till we stand with Jesus in glory everlasting. Amen.